At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
KMOX at your service. George Sells with you for another hour here. 9:06 in the evening, downtown St. Louis. Beautiful spring day. And it kind of gets you in the mood for all the outdoor stuff we will soon be doing. And a lot of outdoor things we'll be doing that we've not been able to do for a couple of years. The big festivals and one of the sort of rites of spring kind of did their big launch. We're back today, sending out the releases. And that is Earth Day. Joined by Dr. Jess Watson from Earth Day 365. Welcome to KMOX.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So tell me, how excited are you after being shut down for 2 years? You guys must have a lot up your sleeve as you get ready to hit Forest Park next month.
Absolutely. We are over the moon to be able to be back. And we have full city support behind us. We've been really excited to work closely with them to make sure that everything is done safely. But we're bringing back all the old favorites and a lot of new fun stuff, too.
So is it a little strange at this point? Because it's, you know, the last couple of years we've all been sitting on our hands and looking for ways to do things virtually. And is it strange just as an event planner, basically, just trying to get back into the normal?
Well, you know, I don't think it's strange. I mean, we've been looking for ways to get outside and come together for so long that. I mean, I'm just beyond ready for this. I actually just came into the organization right before COVID hit, so this is going to be my first real live festival with the organization. So I'm just really excited to see how it unfolds.
You must be chomping at the bit then.
For sure. Everybody is. I mean, everybody in the environmental movement here in St. Louis is just like, you know, this is our time of year to convene. This is like Christmas.
So tell me, over the last couple of years, of course, we've seen more and more discussion of climate change. Not that there wasn't plenty before, but there are large corporations that are putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak, particularly automakers who are announcing transfer to all electric vehicles, some as soon as 2025, others mid-2030s. How do you try to embrace that as you go into an event like this?
Well, it's been interesting. We do have some auto sponsorship from Subaru. They don't have a focus on electric vehicles per se as part of their sustainability mission. They're more focused on zero waste in their factories, and so they're our zero waste sponsor. And they're bringing some vehicles to the festival as well. But in terms of electric vehicles, we have Labyrinth Mobility as a partner, and they are providing an electric shuttle from the De Bolivar Metro Station to the festival, that'll be circulating throughout the both days. And then we're going to be having an electric vehicle enthusiast club come for our transportation section and bring a lot of really cool electric vehicles that everybody can check out. And we're also having some electric battery companies. So they produce the batteries that are in electric vehicles. They'll be showing off charging stations and things like that. So we will have an electric vehicle focus for sure.
Well, tell me about the Earth Day Challenge, because attendees can take part in this. What is the Earth Day Challenge?
Yeah, we've had this for quite a few years, but we have a new twist this year because we really want people to focus instead of on things, accumulating things and consuming. We want people to focus more on experiences in general and also at the festival. But so instead of coming and checking off the boxes to do things more sustainably that week or that day, and those four things that people can do, the challenge is really to take public transportation, to eat a vegetarian or vegan meal, to compost their food, the fourth thing is to bring a water bottle or a bag, a reusable bag, to the festival. So do two of those, and then you come to the Earth Day Challenge booth, and you get a raffle ticket to one of over 20 really cool experiences or subscriptions or memberships that you can get. So those include an adventure on with Big Muddy canoe adventures. There's a compost subscription where you can get your compost picked up on your porch for 6 months. There's memberships to the Missouri Botanical Garden. There's camping adventures. There's all sorts of stuff that's available this year. So we have a little twist on it this year.
So what is your favorite Earth Day memory? I was talking to somebody about this earlier today, just about remembering the first time, and we were both kind of college age, which unfortunately in my case was a very long time ago, but just the first time you went to a festival like this and the great memories of that. What are your favorite personal memories of Earth Day?
I think one of my favorite memories is coming and encountering a booth called Dancing Rabbit Eco Village, and they were they had their shoes off, they had bare feet, and they were stomping in mud. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I mean, it looked fun, but I didn't understand why they'd be doing that at their booth. And it turns out that they have a focus on natural building, and so they were making cob. They were mixing mud with a couple of other things that strengthen it, and then they were building a house with it. So the festival is that kind of a place where you'll turn the corner and you'll encounter something that you never had heard about, but it turns out that it's something that is really important in the world of sustainability, and you can actually use it and apply it to your own life. You could make your own pizza oven in your backyard out of cob. I have friends who have done it. So there's just a wealth of both fun and learning that happens at the festival.
Okay, with last few seconds we've got here, give us the rundown, the dates, the times, where people need to be.
Absolutely. So we are April 23rd and April 24th. We're back at the Muni in Forest Park. We're so excited to be coming home. It's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. We have over 150 booths, and you can park your car at the St. Louis Community College lot, or you can metro in and get that shuttle that I mentioned before from the De Bolivar Metro Station. And there's the Earth Day Cafe is brimming with sustainable food options. We're going to have live music both days at our stage. We brought the stage back this year. There's also going to be two bird shows every day from the World Bird Sanctuary and yoga, free yoga all day. There's free rock climbing. There's just tons of stuff, and it is all free and open to the public.
All right. One of those gatherings that we are used to is a rite of passage in the spring here in St. Louis, finally coming back after 2 years. Dr. Jess Watson, Earth Day 365, thank you for joining us on KMOX.
Thank you so much.
KMOX News Time, 9:14.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
KMOX at your service, 9:18 on a Tuesday night. George Sells with you up until the 10 o'clock hour. We have found bipartisanship in Washington, ladies and gentlemen. I know, sit down, take a breath. This is a lot to absorb. Bipartisanship in Washington. The United States Senate voted unanimously on something. And what's funny about it is that most people are not unanimous on this. Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, dubbed it sort of tongue-in-cheek the Sunshine Protection Act. Basically, what they have decided they want to do is keep daylight saving time all year round. Just be done with changing the clocks, leave them where they are, and call it a day. And the United States Senate, first of all, they brought this up. Very little was said about it beforehand. There was no preview or build up to it. Nobody was floating the idea. They threw the thing out on the floor, and these ladies and gentlemen go out there and they vote 100-0 in favor of this. This is great. Daylight all year round, late daylight. Now, my house is a house divided. We have this conversation every year around my house. My wife is a firm believer that the later the better as far as daylight goes. And so she's going to love this. I haven't even had a chance to talk with her about this yet because the story broke this afternoon while we were both working. But we've talked about it ad nauseum. She loves it. She's all good. I have a different view. There is nothing I despise more than waking up before dawn. I don't know if it goes, if it's like PTSD from all the years that I was in local news when I would have to work morning show shifts and, you know, you set your alarm for 3 a.m. or 2:30 in the morning or something like that to get into the office. And it's just, your body just says no. I mean, let's remember we're animals basically. And our nature is to wake up with the sun and go to bed when the sun goes down. That's what we're supposed to do. If we were still cavemen and cavewomen, that's about how we'd be rolling. Nothing good happens at night. Your mom told you that in high school, remember? But that's not how it is. But the downside of this, I was talking with Sean Michael Lyle, our news guy out here a few minutes ago, and we were talking about this. And the downside is not just waking up before dark, but think about the dead of winter. If you've got kids in school and they're going to the bus stop, and like here in St. Louis in January, if this whole thing passes and gets signed, you're not going to have sunrise until well past eight, a little bit past eight in the morning. So you're going to have little kids all over St. Louis standing on street corners in pitch dark waiting for school buses. Not sure that's such a great idea, both for the just being in the dark part, not cool if you're six. Then you've got the whole issue of people driving and they don't see little Johnny running across the street to the bus stop. That could be fatal and tragic and a number of bad things. There's a lot to be discussed about this. And so I guess I find it interesting that nobody floated. I mean, they float trial balloons for everything in Washington. There's always something that they're just floating it out there to see how it polls. And I have not heard a thing about any polling or any conversation or anything of the sort on this topic. It's just like, hey, we're going to do this. There it is. Curious what you think. If you want to call in, by the way, the number is 314-436-7900. I say keep things how they are. My wife says, let's let the daylight shine as late as possible at all times. Who are you with? What do you think? Now, I put this out on Twitter earlier as well, and I'm at George Sells if you want to weigh in that way. I have a few responses. Anthony says, yay on the idea, but he doesn't like the name of the act. He calls it a little bit misleading, the whole Sunshine Protection Act. I don't know that I pointed out that was probably a little tongue-in-cheek on the part of the senator there. But so there's one in favor. Another one is our friend Randy Grimm. Randy Grimm over there at Stray Rescue. He is in favor as well. Yay, as long as it's always the same. So he just wants it one way or the other. Stay on standard, stay on savings, just stay. Don't make me change my clocks. Jessica says, sure, if we can start school later in the day. Jessica with an answer to the children waiting for the bus in the dark question. And that is something that, I'll tell you what, if they don't discuss it before the fact, they will be discussing it after, because you know sometime, somewhere next winter, you know, whether it's in St. Louis, whether it's in Minnesota, Michigan, whatever, something's going to happen. Kids gonna get hit by a car, something. I don't know what. God forbid, but let's face it, the odds are astronomically in favor of that happening. And then everybody's gonna turn around and say, what were we thinking? They never even told us. They just passed it. And then you'll have a big fight, and then they'll go back and change it. This has happened before, where they, back during the Nixon administration, they made it daylight saving all the time because it was during the Arab oil embargo or in response to it, and they felt it was a way to save energy. That's the same reason you'll recall that standard time was shortened back during the George W. Bush administration, and it was basically the same concept. There was a period where, you know, we were at war in the Middle East. There was unrest. There was concern about relying on foreign oil. Gas prices were going up. This is a great way to save energy because you've got daylight longer and all the businesses will run the heat less because there'll be daylight outside. Okay, do you buy this? Apparently somebody does because politicians have reacted to it and voted on it twice. But in the Nixon years, going back to when they did it the first time, they reverted back. Why did they revert back? Just what we're talking about. They reverted back because there were issues with little kids waiting for school buses in the dark. And somebody finally noticed this and said, hey, I don't think this is such a great idea. And then that got political traction. So there you go. What are you going to do? Jeff, big nay from Jeff. He says no way to the idea of getting rid of changing the clocks. Another person chiming in wanting to know why this is their biggest concern. Point well taken, sir. There are a lot of other things going on in the world, and that's what the Senate chose to jump on today. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this moving forward. It still has to get through the House. Then it would obviously have to get a signature from the president. And there are no guarantees on either of those things, basically because nobody's been talking about it. We have no earthly idea what our lawmakers think on the representative side, because nobody's ever asked them the question that I'm aware of. I'm sure people will be asking that question tomorrow. Folks from the eight districts here in Missouri, get your cell phones ready. You're going to be getting some media calls for your position on daylight saving time. We'll see what happens. I don't like it. Plus, hey, who's going to remind me to change the batteries on my smoke detector? This matters. KMOX News Time, 9:27. Back in just a moment. Service coming down the stretch as we head toward 10 o'clock. And what I want to do is I want to bring you, the listener, to bring your evening with us full circle. If you were around back when Dave Glover was on way back in the late afternoon, Kevin Wheeler joined him. Then Kevin Wheeler took over the airwaves for a while. And now we'll get Kevin back once more, because let's face it, I don't think KMOX listeners can get enough Kevin Wheeler. Thanks for coming in with us, Kevin.
Well, I'm sure they could get enough, but I know that I can't get enough of KMOX, so that works out okay on this side.
Yeah, we're going to have to get more to start paying some overtime for you or something.
That's all right.
And
he's
Amy
got my back.
Also.
We're good.
Amy Markscore was back in the building with Kevin earlier after working her normal full day. So this is we got a lot of people who are the gift that keep on giving around here. This is a good thing.
Look, you know, we're team players. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Okay, before we get into sports, I'm going to ask you one question that has nothing to do with it from my last segment. The United States Senate today unanimously passed a bill that would make daylight saving time just stay. It would be daylight saving time all year round. Yes or no on your behalf?
Honestly, I don't care. But it's not something that bothers me one way or the other, but if I had to pick, then let's just keep it the same year round so we don't have to worry about the jumping forward and bouncing backwards. So if we want to have it in have that time after work where we've got a little sunshine, I'm down with that.
Okay, so another one in the
and to be honest with you, George,
you don't care.
I'm usually not awake before 10 a.m., so I don't give a rat's ass when the sun comes up. It doesn't matter to me.
See, you are in that enviable position for most of us that have more of the kind of 8:30 to 5 kind of gigs during the day. I envy you so much on that front.
Yeah, I just got the weird hours. That's all. I get home after midnight during Cardinal season every night.
So what are you more consumed by over the next few days? Is it March Madness, or is it the madness of spring training and still a little bit of free agency happening out there and all the comings and goings? I mean, we've already seen two injuries, not the kind of news we wanted out of Jupiter in the first couple of days. But what is more all-consuming for you as we get into the end of the week where you've got some of those fun matchups in March Madness early in the tournament?
Well, they both will, but baseball is the bigger priority, right? I mean, we've got first Cardinals game on KMOX on Friday. We've got our countdown to opening day show next week. I think we're going to do three of those before opening day. So, yeah, baseball is the bigger priority for me, but they'll both be basically dominating my world for the next few days.
Well, let's start with the baseball and the you got the Flaherty situation, and I was talking with Tom Ackerman earlier, and the question, me being a fan, the immediate thing that comes to mind is, if this ends up being worst case, Where do you go from here? Do you look outside? Do you go for a Zach Greinke, or do we have enough with organizational depth and a couple of bargain bin free agents that they've signed to replace Jack Flaherty in a rotation?
That's a good question, and that really does come down to what we learn, right? I mean, we know that today he had some testing done on the shoulder. We don't know what the results are of that yet. I would guess tomorrow morning we'll probably, or tomorrow afternoon, sometime tomorrow, they'll have the results back. Those aren't always definitive, though. You know, a lot of times it's, okay, we're going to shut it down for, you know, the next 3 to 4 days, and then we'll look again and see what's there. You know, it would, if there's an acute injury, if there's something where you're looking at it and saying, well, we're not going to have Jack for, you know, the first month or 2 months of the season or whatever, I think it probably would be a good idea to go outside and get something. I mean, we saw last year what happens when the rotation frays. And, you know, for all of the time we spent talking about the offense last year, what really almost did the season in was their rotation. Like, that was the part of the team that didn't perform up to the standard that was necessary. Eventually, once the offense got healthy, once you got everybody out there that, you know, that you expected to, the lineup was actually decent. In fact, in the second half, the lineup was really good. But, you know, the pitching side is going to need help. You can't go through what you did last year. I mean, last year, you went through a season where the only starter you could rely on at all for 6 months was Wainwright. Everybody else was in and out of the rotation. Everybody else struggled. And, you know, hopefully it'll be better this year, right? Because even if Jack's going to miss some time, I mean, you're still looking at, you know, Miles Michaelis being back and Dakota Hudson being healthy and Steven Matz being in the organization. But, you know, you're still managing some of those guys too, right? I mean, you know, Dakota Hudson's only thrown like 20 innings in the last calendar, you know, in the last probably 18 months. You know, it's not like you can just throw 32 starts at him. And you might have to manage a little bit of what you're doing with Miles Michaelis, although I'm less worried about managing him than I would be a younger guy because he's been through it a little bit more. But yeah, I'd say that that would be something that if you get, I don't want to say a worst case scenario, but if you get a bad result from the testing, it might not be a bad idea because you have internal options. I think Jake Woodford's a really good option. Eventually, Matthew Liberatore is going to be in this conversation. And who knows, maybe with a great spring, he forces the conversation early on. Oviedo could be in this conversation. And obviously, you know, they just brought in a couple of lower-level free agent types, and the one of them, Drew Verhagen, has been a starter in the past. So, you know, I'm not sure that that's something you're super comfortable with. But you have guys there, but then you're still working from a spot of having less depth, and that really is something that nearly kept the team from making a playoff spot last year.
And you know, you hear Joe Cardinal fan, and you know the one I'm talking about, the guy who calls into all the shows, and it's always they won't spend any money, Mo's cheap, they won't, you know the guy. And but it does beg the question, going to what you said, what did they learn from last year? Because really what you're talking about here, if you want to take sort of the cynical view, is you've got two guys coming off a Tommy John and a 41-year-old or a 40-year-old that you're relying on before Jack Flaherty's shoulder goes bad. And
right, you
have to wonder, you know, and what has really changed about your depth compared to last year? And that's I can see where somebody is at least a little nervous about that.
Right. I mean, the thing here, though, is that you didn't have Hudson until September, and you're going to have him in April. You know, again, you don't know that they're going to stay healthy, but you know that you have him. And you know that Miles Michaelis, you know, finished last year healthy, so you would think that he'll begin this year. But so ideally, it's going to be different just with that. And look, Steven Matz has had his history of arm problems in the past, but not in the last couple of years. You're in a better place today than you wound up being. But again, let's keep in mind, going into last season, we didn't know that Jack Flaherty was going to miss half the year. I mean, that was totally a fluke, right? He had the oblique injury and went down. When he came back, the shoulder thing popped up. Like, that wasn't expected at all. So you have to account for that too, which is why I say if you get bad news on Flaherty, then adding from the outside suddenly makes a lot more sense. Right now, you know, let's say Flaherty, you come back and he's going to start, you know, his throwing program is just going to be 2 days late and he's okay. Well, then you don't need to go add somebody because you already have five starting pitchers and you've got options behind that. But if you have to dig into
possibility means you have a chance.
passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, be an artist, be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure. Moment.
Service coming down the stretch as we head toward 10 o'clock. And what I want to do is I want to bring you, the listener, to bring your evening with us full circle. If you were around back when Dave Glover was on way back in the late afternoon, Kevin Wheeler joined him. Then Kevin Wheeler took over the airwaves for a while. And now we'll get Kevin back once more, because let's face it, I don't think KMOX listeners can get enough Kevin Wheeler. Thanks for coming in with us, Kevin.
Well, I'm sure they could get enough, but I know that I can't get enough of KMOX, so that works out okay on this side.
Yeah, we're going to have to get more to start paying some overtime for you or something.
That's all right.
And
he's
Amy
got my back.
Also.
We're good.
Amy Markscore was back in the building with Kevin earlier after working her normal full day. So this is we got a lot of people who are the gift that keep on giving around here. This is a good thing.
You know, we're team players. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Okay, before we get into sports, I'm going to ask you one question that has nothing to do with it from my last segment. The United States Senate today unanimously passed a bill that would make daylight saving time just stay. It would be daylight saving time all year round. Yes or no on your behalf?
Honestly, I don't care. But it's not something that bothers me one way or the other, but if I had to pick, then let's just keep it the same year round so we don't have to worry about the jumping forward and bouncing backwards. So if we want to have it in have that time after work where we've got a little sunshine, I'm down with that.
Okay, so another one in the
and to be honest with you, George,
You don't care.
I'm usually not awake before 10 a.m., so I don't give a rat's ass when the sun comes up. It doesn't matter to me.
See, you are in that like enviable position for most of us that have like more of the kind of 8:30 to 5 kind of gigs during the day. I envy you so much on that front.
Yeah, I just got the weird hours. That's all. I get home after midnight during Cardinal season every night.
So what are you more consumed by over the next few days? Is it March Madness or is it the madness of spring training and still a little bit of free agency happening out there and all the comings and goings? I mean, we've already seen two injuries, not the kind of news we wanted out of Jupiter in the first couple of days. But what is more all-consuming for you as we get into the end of the week where you've got some of those fun matchups in March Madness early in the tournament?
Well, they both will, but baseball is the bigger priority, right? I mean, we've got, first Cardinals game on KMOX on Friday. We've got our countdown to opening day show next week. I think we're going to do three of those before opening day. So, yeah, baseball is the bigger priority for me, but, they'll both be basically dominating my world for the next few days.
Well, let's start with the baseball and the you got the Flaherty situation, and I was talking with Tom Ackerman earlier, and the question, me being a fan, the immediate thing that comes to mind is, if this ends up being worst case, where do you go from here? Do you look outside? Do you go for a Zach Greinke, or do we have enough with organizational depth and a couple of bargain bin free agents that they've signed to replace Jack Flaherty in a rotation?
That's a good question, and that really does come down to what we learn, right? I mean, we know that today he had some testing done on the shoulder. We don't know what the results are of that yet. I would guess tomorrow morning we'll probably, or tomorrow afternoon, sometime tomorrow, they'll have the results back. Those aren't always definitive, though. You know, a lot of times it's, okay, we're going to shut it down for, you know, the next 3 to 4 days, and then we'll look again and see what's there. If there's an acute injury, if there's something where you're looking at it and saying, well, we're not going to have Jack for, you know, the first month or 2 months of the season or whatever, I think it probably would be a good idea to go outside and get something. I mean, we saw last year what happens when the rotation frays. And, you know, for all of the time we spent talking about the offense last year, what really almost did the season in was their rotation. Like, that was the part of the team that didn't perform up to the standard that was necessary. Eventually, once the offense got healthy, once you got everybody out there that, you know, that you expected to, the lineup was actually decent. In fact, in the second half, the lineup was really good. But, you know, the pitching side is going to need help. You can't go through what you did last year. I mean, last year, you went through a season where the only starter you could rely on at all for 6 months was Wainwright. Everybody else was in and out of the rotation. Everybody else struggled. And, you know, hopefully it'll be better this year, right? Because even if Jack's going to miss some time, I mean, you're still looking at, you know, Miles Michaelis being back and Dakota Hudson being healthy and Steven Matz being in the organization. But, you know, you're still managing some of those guys too, right? I mean, you know, Dakota Hudson's only thrown like 20 innings in the last calendar, you know, in the last probably 18 months. You know, it's not like you can just throw 32 starts at him. And you might have to manage a little bit of what you're doing with Miles Michaelis, although I'm less worried about managing him than I would be a younger guy because he's been through it a little bit more. But yeah, I'd say that would be something that if you get, I don't want to say a worst case scenario, but if you get a bad result from the testing, it might not be a bad idea because you have internal options. Like Jake Woodford's a really good option. Eventually, Matthew Liberatore is going to be in this conversation. And who knows, maybe with a great spring, he forces the conversation early on. Oviedo could be in this conversation. And obviously, you know, they just brought in a couple of lower-level free agent types, and the one of them, Drew Verhagen, has been a starter in the past. So, you know, I'm not sure that that's something you're super comfortable with. But you have guys there, but then you're still working from a spot of having less depth, and that really is something that nearly kept the team from making a playoff spot last year.
And you know, you hear Joe Cardinal fan, and you know the one I'm talking about, the guy who calls into all the shows, and it's always they won't spend any money, Mo's cheap, they won't, you know the guy, but it does beg the question, going to what you said, what did they learn from last year? Because really what you're talking about here, if you want to take sort of the cynical view, is you've got two guys coming off a Tommy John and a 41-year-old or a 40-year-old that you're relying on before Jack Flaherty's shoulder goes bad. And
right. You
have to wonder, you know, and what has really changed about your depth compared to last year? And that's I can see where somebody is at least a little nervous about that.
Right. I mean, the thing here, though, is that you didn't have Hudson until September, and you're going to have him in April. You know, again, you don't know that they're going to stay healthy, but you know that you have him. And you know that Miles Mikolas, you know, finished last year healthy, so you would think that he'll begin this year. But ideally, it's going to be different just with that. And look, Steven Matz has had his history of arm problems in the past, but not in the last couple of years. You're in a better place today than you wound up being. But again, let's keep in mind, going into last season, we didn't know that Jack Flaherty was going to miss half the year. I mean, that was totally a fluke, right? He had the oblique injury and went down. When he came back, the shoulder thing popped up. Like, that wasn't expected at all. So you have to account for that too, which is why I say if you get bad news on Flaherty, then adding from the outside suddenly makes a lot more sense. Right now, you know, let's say Flaherty, you come back and he's going to start, you know, his throwing program is just going to be 2 days late and he's okay. Well, then you don't need to go add somebody because you already have five starting pitchers and you've got options behind that. But if you have to dig into one of those options before you get to opening day, the extra coverage based on what we experienced last year would seem to make sense.
Is it too early for a take on Ali Marmol from you? What are your thoughts so far? What have you seen and heard? I mean, most it's, you know, couple of news conferences. He hadn't been around much yet, obviously, but he was around before. He was involved. I'm just curious. I know that Tom Ackerman absolutely loves the sort of World Series or bust attitude that he has set in the clubhouse, and says you can really feel it down there. What's your take on Ollie so far?
Well, I mean, you know, what we'll ultimately end up judging is what he does tactically, right? Like, how does he put lineups together? You know, how do they deploy the bullpen? You know, What does he do when it comes to players that are struggling and maybe giving someone else playing time? Like, all of that we'll judge. What I like about Ollie so far, it's what we've all witnessed and what I've heard some players mention as well, is that his communication skills are fantastic. I love the detailed way that he answers questions. I like that he's got an energy about it. Like, you know, a question comes to him and it's not about getting through the answer as fast as possible while saying as little as possible, which is a tactic you'll get a lot in professional sports. So I appreciate that. And I know that his players will. Like, that's something that all players want. They want to know where they stand. They want to know what the plan is. They want to know how they're going to be used. And, you know, even sometimes if there's news that they're not going to love, if there's an open line of communication, it works. And I think that is, in a modern manager, that is near the top of the list of things that's necessary. Because modern players are being asked to do a lot of things, right? They're being asked sometimes to sit a little bit more than they'd like to, whether it's to get rest or to allow a platoon advantage or whatever. They're asking starters to come out when they don't want to come out of the game, you know, go into the bullpen and things along those lines. So the ability to communicate and keep everybody on the same page is a big deal. So, and that's all we've really been able to see. You know, we have, 2 days of spring training. Those are just drills that everybody does. You know, there's nothing special there. And we'll start to get a better feel for the tactics and the strategies when it comes to putting together lineups and putting together the bullpen once we get into April.
Is it a break for him as a rookie National League manager that he walks in with a designated hitter rule coming into play?
I don't think so. And I know that there are really, really smart baseball people that will argue to the death, and I'm talking about people that have managed the game, that will argue to the death that, you know, the National League style required more. I just don't believe it. There's nothing more complicated about it. A lot of your moves are scripted anyway. The double switch is something I figured out when I was 9 years old. It's not like that's complicated, right? You're going to put in a hitter for the pitcher, and then you're going to put the pitcher spot somewhere in the lineup as far away as you can from where you are, so that you can push off that position coming around. I mean, it's not complicated, and all the matchups are left versus right at this point.
But so, you are allowed to make your decision solely on how the pitcher is performing on the mound. You don't get
That's
get back
a harder
in that
thing,
corner.
By the way. right? You're not. There's no longer the automatic pitching change. You're down by a run. Well, you got to hit for the guy. You can't let a relief pitcher bat. You got to hit for him. Well, now you're making the determination solely based on the matchups and how your guy's doing.
Right.
Which is a whole different level of strategy. It's not the same strategy, but I think it's the same level of strategy. But again, what we normally think of as strategy in baseball, George, is basically gone. All of the things that we used to talk about, a manager's gut instinct, that's gone. It's analytics. Like, there's a plan going into the game. If these batters are coming up, these are our available relievers for today. These are the people that will fit in these particular situations. And yeah, there's a feel for it. Like, the manager knows who's really 100% and who might be 90%, who might be a little tired or might have a sick kid at home and be a little distracted or whatever. Like, there's definitely that, and that's the critical part that managers handle. But when it comes to the flat-out strategy, it's a whole front office slash coaching staff strategy. It's no longer just the gut play of the guy in charge.
And as we talk about the designated hitter, let me segue into that one for you. Play Nostradamus for me. Who is the designated hitter for the St. Louis Cardinals, or do we have designated hitters as we go into the year?
I think you'll probably see several people in there. The guy that has the best chance early on, if he has a good 3 weeks down in Jupiter, the guy that has the best chance of taking it and running with it is Juan Yepes. When you look at his, you know, where he is in his development, he's further along than, say, Nolan Gorman, for example, right? Nolan's a lot younger. He still needs work defensively at second base. So, and by the way, he's also not on the 40-man roster, which Juan Yepes is. So we got to keep that in mind too. But when you're looking at a guy like Yepes, you're looking at a player that has some ability to move around the field. Now, from what I understand, defensively, he is definitely best served at first base. But he has played occasionally at third, and he has played some left field, if I remember correctly. And these are not things you really want him to do, but he can. But the bigger thing is, he's a bat that looks like it's ready. I mean, he posted a 969 OPS last year in the minor leagues, 27 home runs, and then went to the Arizona Fall League, which is where all the best young players go in the fall, and he was the second best hitter in the league. So, and by the way, the majority of the numbers that he put up last year in the minors were at AAA. Okay. I mean, he only played 92 games at AAA and hit 22 home runs. Wow. So, you know, you project that out to 140 games, it's 35 home runs. So he's definitely an impact bat. He doesn't strike out a ton. He walks his fair share. He's a 274 career hitter in the minors, so there's a little bit of batting average in there as well. I think that's the guy that if somebody's going to run with it, he would be it. But Lars Nootbaar is going to be in that conversation. They're going to find him at bats. And I think what you're going to see, George, too, is, and Ali Marmol has talked about this, not in specific terms, but in general terms, that they're going to play matchups. And that doesn't always mean left, right, right, left. That can mean a guy that really handles fastballs getting up there against the fastball pitcher, or a guy that's better at handling off speed getting out there against a guy that throws a lot of breaking balls. Like, there are a lot of ways to play matchups, and that's part of the curiosity. But I would say you're going to see a lot of guys, several rotate through there, unless somebody just takes off and runs with it. And early on, the guy that I would bet on that being possible for is Yepes.
And to those who have visions of Kyle Schwarber or even Albert Pujols dancing through their heads, what do you say to them?
I mean, look, Schwarber would be great. I mean, that's a prime-age left-handed power bat who gets on base. And that's one thing. If you're looking at something this team doesn't have a lot of, they don't have a lot of punch from the left side. I mean, you know, Dylan Carlson's a switch hitter, so you'll have him batting lefty against right-handers. You've got Lars Nootbaar that bats from the left side, but O'Neill, Bader, DeYoung, Goldschmidt, Arenado, all right-handers. Yadi, a right-hander. So Tommy Edmonds, your only other left-handed hitter against a righty. Obviously, he's a switch hitter too. So another lefty would be good, which is why I mentioned Nootbaar might be a guy that gets some play at the DH spot. Certainly, Nolan Gorman could figure into that too, and Gorman's a future 35 home run guy. So when he's ready, I'm sure he'll be here in some capacity, but we don't know if that's going to be early on in the season or not. So yeah, Schwarber would be great. I don't see a huge fit for Albert. I mean, I think we all see the emotional fit, right?
Right.
We all see the homecoming, wrapping it up with Waino and Yadi as teammates, maybe having a few dramatic home runs. But when your weakness is not having enough punch from the left side of the plate, and you're bringing in a guy that really only hits lefties now.
Yeah,
that's not really a skill that you're really desperate for. And when you look at how the bench spots figure to align, right? I think we have a pretty good idea of who the starting eight are, and the ninth will be the DH, but I don't think we have that yet. But you take the starting eight, and you're probably going to have five bench players, and one of them will be the DH on any given day. Well, we know you're going to have the backup catcher in Andrew Kisner. It looks like Knute Barr is going to be the extra outfielder. Edmundo Sosa is in that mix because he might be starting at shortstop. And, you know, then you're looking at, all right, who are the other guys? Well, you have somebody that's going to probably replace Matt Carpenter. We don't know who that is. Maybe that's Brendan Donovan, who's another prospect, who's an interesting dude, George. I mean, Brendan Donovan tore the cover off the ball last year. He plays everywhere in the infield, although he's probably best at second base. But he can play anywhere in the infield. He's a left-handed bat, and he's 25. So he's not really the guy that you're trying to keep in the minor leagues for a whole lot longer. I mean, he's in a spot now at 25 years old where you're probably okay with him just serving in a bench role if that's what's necessary. But, you know, he's a guy that hit extremely well at three levels in the minor leagues last year and hit super well in the Arizona Fall League. And he's also a guy that, in addition to having some pop and a really good on-base skill, he can swipe a bag. So, you know, that's another player that could be in that mix. And would you rather have that versatile player who can play three or four positions and bat left-handed, or would you rather have Albert?
There you go.
That's kind of the question. And then obviously Juan Yepes would be another guy in competition. And that's the other thing. If you have Albert, there's really no room for Juan Yepes. You know, they're the same guy. They're right-handed hitting first baseman. And you don't want two of those on your bench.
All righty.
So, I'm not saying you wouldn't do it. Because, look, Yepes might show he's not ready. He might have a terrible spring. And you'd be like, we don't know what to do. And then maybe there is a fit. But I understand the emotional side. And I would actually understand the argument more for a guy like Schwarber, because he's a clear upgrade over what you have, and I'm not sure that Albert is.
Well, Kevin, I could go on with this all day long, but I'm being yelled at by the producer that we're out of time. So thank you for staying up late with us, and I'll tell Matt to be nicer next time, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
KMOX News Time, 9:51.
It's Annie Frey.
9:55, time to wrap it up. But the Senate was busy today. First, they passed the daylight saving time, and then they've now passed something. They passed a bill to repeal CDC mask mandates for airplanes and public transportation. And that was like 57-30, it looks like the numbers were. So that'll be something people will be arguing about tomorrow as well. United States Senate, acting strange. Democrats and Republicans voting together. Cats and dogs. It's craziness. Who thought it might happen? Thanks again for being with us. This has been KMOX At Your Service. I'm George Sells. About time to bid a fond farewell, except I'm going to be honest, I misread the clock and I had 10 more seconds than I thought I did. So I'll give you 10 more seconds of a thank you for being with us. Be sure to be up bright and early in the morning for KMOX in the AM. Good night.
It's Annie Frey.
9:55, time to wrap it up. But the Senate was busy today. First, they passed the daylight saving time, and then they've now passed something. They passed a bill to repeal CDC mask mandates for airplanes and public transportation. And that was 57-30, it looks like the numbers were. So that'll be something people will be arguing about tomorrow as well. United States Senate, acting strange. Democrats and Republicans voting together. Cats and dogs. It's craziness. Who thought it might happen? Thanks again for being with us. This has been KMOX At Your Service. I'm George Sells. About time to bid a fond farewell, except I'm going to be honest, I misread the clock and I had 10 more seconds than I thought I did. So I'll give you 10 more seconds of a thank you for being with us. Be sure to be up bright and early in the morning for KMOX in the AM. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.